愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天下午跟大家查考有根基的信仰。
This afternoon, I'd like to study with everyone a rooted faith.
我们先来看马太第七章。
Let's first of all turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 7.
24节。
Verse 24.
第七章二十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears the sayings of mine and does them, I will liken them to a wise man who builds his house on a rock.
二十五节。
25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on a rock.
二十六节。
26. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. 27. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
马太五章到七章叫做登山宝训。
Matthew chapter 5 to 7, it is the Beatitudes on the mountain.
那有人说这是神国的一个宪法。
Or people would say that these are the laws of the kingdom of heaven.
好像美国有美国的宪法，那神的国有 constitution， 有它的宪法。
Or that when you say the United States has its constitution, therefore the kingdom of God also has constitution.
那在主耶稣讲这个三篇的道理要结束的时候，
and when he concluded the three passages, and at its conclusion,
他就提到有两种的信仰。
He talks about two types of faith.
那这两种的信仰就好像有两种的房子。
And these two types of faith are likened to two types of houses.
它盖在不同的根基上面。
They are built upon different foundations.
那从外面看起来，这两个房子完全一样。
Outwardly, appearance, they look the same.
比方说，我们在看美国的房子很漂亮。
Like we are looking at the houses in the United States, they all look very beautiful.
但是谁知道里面都是木头钉的？
But then who knows that it is all built up by wood beams?
你看不到。
Because you can't see them.
所以这个两个房子外表看起来一样。
So these two houses, they look the same outwardly.
但是你把它挖深一点，就发现不一样是在那个深一点的地方。
But when we dig deeper and discover what is different, it is at the root.
有的是盖在磐石上，有的是盖在沙土上。
So some are built upon the rock, but some are upon the sand.
所以这个教会的信徒有的200个、300个、400个。
So the church has congregations of 200, 300 or 400.
表面看起来都一样。
Outwardly, they all appear the same.
安息日到我们就来聚会。
On Sabbath, we all come to service.
看起来都一样。
It's all the same.
但是这个看不见的地方就是它的根基，把它挖深一点，就发现每个人不太一样。
But what's different is when we dig deeper into its roots, and we discover everyone have different foundations.
那这里说有两种根基。
Here it talks about two foundations.
一个是在磐石上。
One is on that of rock.
那一个是在沙土上。
The other is on the sand.
所以我们的信仰有的是盖在磐石上，有的盖在沙土上。
Therefore, same thing out with our faith. Some are built upon the rock, and the others on the sand.
那平常你可发现这个没有什么不同。
But in normal circumstances, we cannot tell the difference.
但是不同的是当考验来到的时候，它的结果不同。
But the difference is when trial comes, then the ending will be different.
那二十五节就说。
Verse 25 says,
雨淋、水冲、风吹来撞着那个房子。
So rain descended, floods came, and winds blew.
这个雨淋雨就是从天上来的。
So rain comes from the heaven.
风吹，风是从旁边来的。
And wind comes from the side.
水冲，水是从下面来的。
And floods will come up from the below.
所以这个房子有三个考验。
So this house will have to endure three trials.
从上面来的，从旁边来的，从下面来的。
From the top, from the side, and from the bottom.
那到底根基在哪里？ 这个考验出来就发现不一样。
So where is the house rooted? After the trial, all these trials, when you will see.
那在沙土上，它风一吹，吹很大力啊，哦，结果它就整个房子都吹走了。
And the one on the sand, when the winds blew, when it's very fierce, the whole house is gone.
前不久有一个很大的这个台风吹到东部。
Not long ago, there is this great storm, Sandy blew to the east coast.
从来没有这么大的台风。
I've never been such a great storm before.
有一个弟兄说，他们全家人都聚集在最安全的一个房间。
So the brother said that their entire household would gather in the most safe room in the house.
他以为那个房子会被吹走了。
Because he thought that the house would be blown away.
全家都在祷告。
Everyone of their household, they're praying.
求受怜悯了，保守这个房子不要被吹走。
They pray and ask the Lord that the house will not be blown away.
那为什么没有被吹走？
How come it wasn't blown away?
因为房子是盖在这个地基上，那个地基是钢筋混凝做的。
Because it was built upon a foundation, and the foundation was made of concrete and iron.
现在加州的房子，新的房子都有一个法规，那个木头盖的房子要用螺丝把它锁在这个地板上。
And as the houses are built, the newer houses built in California, there is a law that requires the beams of the wooden beams that support the house has to be secure down to the foundation.
所以地震一摇的，不会房子把它摇走了。
And so that when the earthquakes come, the whole house will not crumble.
所以这个有根基的信仰就是经得起考验的信仰。
So a rooted faith is a faith that can withstand trials.
那有的是从出生一直信主到离世。
Someone's faith may be from the birth until the day they die.
有的是30岁信主。
And some will begin from 30 years old.
有的是50岁信主。
Some believe when they are 50.
但是这个到我们离世为止，这个几十年的时间有很多考验。
But within this period of time, before we depart this world, there are many trials.
如果到我们离世的时候，我们还在信，这个表示根基很稳。
If till the point we die, we still have a firm belief, then that means we have a rooted faith.
所以刚刚信主很热心，这很好。
So when we just believe, we are very fervent. That is good.
但是还没有经过考验。
But you have not yet withstand any trials.
所以根基在哪里还看不出来。
So we can still not tell where your foundation lies.
因此圣经里面才讲，我们教会里面用这个圣工人员都要一段时间。
So the church, when we utilize a certain person as a holy worker of the church, they have to pass through a certain time.
没有办法说你马上信，很热心，马上就用你做很重要的工作。
We cannot say that a person just believe and he is so very fervent and we use him to do much of the work.
为什么？
Why we do not do that?
因为没有考验过。
Because they have not yet have been tested.
那没有考验过，不知道那个看不见那个地方，那个根基到底是砸在哪里。
If they have not been tested, then we cannot tell where is that foundation, where it was built upon.
那考验过以后，我们要用一个人就放心。
After the test, the trials, then we can rest assured before when we use that person.
那在根基在磐石上就很稳固。
So when the foundation is upon a rock, it will be very firm.
那这三个考验代表什么？
So what are these three types of trials represent?
有人把它解释，雨淋从上面来的。
So people say the rain comes from above.
这个是从神来的试炼。
These are the trials that is coming from God.
那水冲是从下面来的。
And the floods will come from below.
这是从魔鬼来的试探。
It will be the temptations from Satan.
那这个风呢，从旁边来的。
And the wind will blow sideways.
这个就是世界的潮流。
And these will be the trends of the world.
所以信仰有三种的考验。
Therefore, our faith will be tested from these three aspects.
从连神来的试炼。
The trials from God.
从魔鬼来的试探。
Temptations from Satan.
这些世俗文化、社会潮流的考验。
And the society's knowledge, the trends of the world.
如果这个都经得起考验。
If we can withstand all these tests,
表示我们是有根基的。
That means we are rooted.
那我们就来想。 那什么叫做盖在磐石上？
So let us think about what does it mean to build upon the rock.
结果我们发现了，圣经的解释真的很简单了。
And the explanation of the Bible is quite simple.
什么叫做我的信仰有根基？
What does it mean to have a rooted faith?
我们看24节。
That's 3:24.
凡听见我的话就去行的，好不要一个聪明的人把房子盖在磐石上。
So whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, it's like he's building it on the rock.
所以原来信仰有根基就是两件事情。
So to have a rooted faith, it means two things.
第一个就是听见神的话。
First of all is to hear the word of God.
第二个就去行。
And second is to do it.
就这么简单，这样叫做信仰有根基。
It's so simple, and this is called a rooted faith.
那如果我听见神的话，但是我不愿意行呢？
What if we hear the word of God but does not do it?
我听见神的话，我是信的。
I hear the word of God and I believe the word of God.
圣经每一句话我都同意。
And I agree with every word spoken by the Bible.
我也信耶稣。
I believe in Lord Jesus.
但是我就不愿意行。
And yet, I do not practice anything.
因为行有时候要牺牲。
Because to practice means to sacrifice.
这个我不愿意。
I am not willing.
那这样啊，我们看啊，26节。
If that's true, let's read 26.
听见我话不去行的，好像无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
Who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand.
所以到最后有没有根基，就是第一个。我们懂不懂神的话？第二个，我们愿意不愿意做
？And so whether we have a rooted foundation or not means have we heard the word of God? And second is whether we will practice the word of God.
当然，如果我们不认识神的话，当然信仰就没有根基啊。
Of course, if we don't even know God, there is no foundation to speak of.
就是我们不愿意听道理，都是听一些神迹奇事。
If we are willing to listen to this truth, and we only just like to listen to miracles and our signs,
意象意梦
to think about dreams, and hear of visions,
那圣经道理我都不听
and I do not care about any of the teaching of the Bible.
神迹奇事可能是真的
It's true, the miracles and signs are real.
意象意梦也可能是真的
The visions and dreams may be true.
但是如果我们不认识神的话
But if we do not know the word of God,
这个信仰还是没有根基。
Then your faith will have no root.
所以不是异象异梦神迹其实不好。
It's not that vision, dreams, or miracles are bad.
但那个不是根基。
But those are not foundations.
根基是神的话。
Foundation should be the word of God.
所以要听神的话。
Therefore, we need to hear the word of God.
然后要去想。
Then further, we have to do them.
那这样的话我们就发现我们信仰有两个很重要的功课。
Then we discover there's two very important lessons in faith.
从小开始。
From our young age.
什么叫做建立我们下一代的信仰？
What does mean to build up the foundation of our next generation?
让我们下一代的信仰有根基，什么意思？
What does it mean to have a rooted foundation to build up their foundation for our next generation?
到最后还是两件事情。
At the end, it's two things.
第一个
，First of all,
教导神的话
is to teach them the word of God.
那以后就教他自己会读圣经。
And then to teach them that they know how to read the Bible on them by themselves.
所以他对神有认识。
So they have this, they can come to know God.
知道什么对什么错。
They will know what's right and what's wrong.
有分辨的能力。
They are able to differentiate.
这是第一步。
This is the first step.
第二步。
Secondly,
教我们下一代祷告。
We need to teach them to pray.
帮他祷告，让他求圣灵。
Help them to pray that they may receive the Holy Spirit.
那鼓励他，让他自己懂得祷告。
Encourage them that they know that they can pray on their own.
那有祷告，有神的能力，有神在感动，他就愿意行，他也行得出来。
If we pray and then God will give them power to and strength to do so, then they will be able to practice the word of God.
有时候我们知道神的道理，但是我不愿意行。
Sometimes we know the truth of God, but we are unwilling to do it.
没有神在感动，我们不愿意行。我知道，但是我就是不行。
Because God did not move us to practice them, so we know, but we don't do it.
那有时候是我们知道，我愿意行，但是我做不出来。
But sometimes we know it and we are willing to do it, but yet we cannot practice it.
因为这个道理，这个标准太高，我行不出来。
Because the standard of the truth is so high, I cannot practice it.
那这样还是房子盖在沙土上。
If that's true, then we are still building on the sand.
所以读经祷告。
So to read the Bible and to pray.
明白神的话。然后有能力来行道。
To understand the words of God and to have strength to practice the word of God.
这个叫做信仰有根基。
This is called a rooted faith.
因此我们这个整个教会的牧会工作，那个最基本的工作，没有一个东西可以取代这两项。
And so there's nothing that can replace these two things in terms of pastoring the church.
第一个就是像我们早上有宣布哦。每天读两章圣经。
And so like this morning we have announced we shall read two chapters every single day.
为什么要读圣经？
Why do we need to read the Bible?
是我们对神认识更深。
So that we may know God deeper.
知道神要我们做什么。
To know what God wants us to do.
那为什么每天要祷告？
And why should we pray every day?
被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled by the Spirit.
有能力把它行出来。
So that we may have that strength to practice the words.
那如果我们教会两百个信徒。
If our church, there's 200 members.
每个人都每天读经祷告。
Every single member, they read the Bible and they pray every day.
那这两百个信徒的信仰会非常稳固。
Then these, the faith of these 200 members will begin to take root.
那我们怎么知道信仰的稳固？
How do we know they have a rooted faith?
就是经过三年、五年、十年。
That is after 3 years, 5 years, or even 10 years.
教会没有一个人流失。
There is not a person in the church who can be counted as lost.
这个就是信仰的稳固。
Then we know these people have firm faith.
所以这种很基本应该要做的是没有办法省略的。
So this is very fundamental. It's not something that we can neglect to do.
因此一个人受洗以后，
Therefore, after a person is baptized,
我们鼓励的第一件事就是每天要读经。
We encourage, what's most important is every day you have to read the Bible.
第二个，你要求圣灵。
Secondly, you have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
每天祷告。
Every day you need to pray.
要祷告到什么程度？
To pray to what kind of stage?
祷告到被圣灵充满。
To pray to the point when you are filled by the Holy Spirit.
那如果每个人都这样做，
If everyone would do this,
从小的到大的都这样做，
From the very young to the very old,
我们的牧会工作会相当成功。
Then, the church, the pastoring work in the church will be very successful.
因为这个叫做把房子盖在磐石上。
For we have built our faith or our house upon the rock.
那我们就从这个马太福音实际来看一些例子。
And so we can see this, examples from the Gospel of Matthew.
首先第五章的我们看马太福音第五章。
If we turn to chapter 5.
马太福音第五章从第一节开始一直到十二节。
From chapter 5 verse 1 to verse 12.
这个在讲八福。
It's talking about the Beatitudes.
那主耶稣说听见我的话就去行。
So Jesus said, those who hear the words and practice them,
那这个叫做信仰有根基。
It is that they would then have a rooted faith.
好，那这个主耶稣在第一章到十一章，他就讲八种福气。
And so from verse 1 to 11, he talks about 8 blessings.
第一个福气。
First blessing.
第三节最后一句话。
Verse 3 at the end.
天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第二个福气。
Second, verse 4.
他要得到安慰。
For they shall be comforted.
第三个福气。
Third blessing,
第五节
verse 5,
要承受地土
they should inherit the earth.
不是这个物质上的一块地是属灵的福分
This is not the earthly land but the spiritual blessing.
在接下去的福分
And the next blessing,
要得饱足
they shall be filled.
就是表示我们的心要得满足
that
在神里面满足
Our heart within the Lord will be satisfied.
那接下去的福气
next one,
要蒙连续
to obtain mercy.
特别是从得到神的怜悯
especially the mercy from God.
那怎么从得到神的怜悯
how do we receive mercy from God?
祷告神就听，这个就是神的怜悯。
When we pray and God would answer, that is the mercy of God.
那生活就很多体验，很多见证。
And in our life, there are many experiences and many testimonies.
那接下去的福气
next one,
要见神
to see God.
见神是一个最大人一生最大的一个经验。
Be able to see God is the greatest experience we can experience in this world.
人世间所有的经验没有一个会超过见过神。
There is not one experience we have in this world can surpass that of seeing God.
圣经说那是眼睛没有看过心里没有想过的。
Bible tells us that there's something our eyes have not seen and our hearts have never imagined.
那第九节
in verse 9,
他要称为神的儿子。
They shall be called the sons of God.
有尊贵的身份。
To have an honorable, status.
那第十节
verse 10,
天国是他们的。
For theirs is a kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣一开始在讲天国的道理。
So when Jesus began to talk about the gospel of heavenly kingdom,
他第一个讲的就是福气。
The first thing he talked about are these blessings.
那他讲的福气都是心灵上的，灵性上的。
And the blessings he mentioned are all spiritual within our heart.
那如果我们听见就去行。
If we hear these teachings and we practice them,
我们听见这些属灵的福气，我们真的很努力的去追求。
And we hear about these spiritual blessings and we go after them with all our heart.
我们就会感觉到天国不只是将来我们要去，天国就在地上。
We will know and then experience heavenly kingdom is just not somewhere we'll go in the future, but now it exists on earth.
我信耶稣原来这么好。
That is so great and wonderful to believe in Lord Jesus.
当我们的灵性有那个体验之后。
And when our spirit have this experience,
什么都不能够使我们离开神。
Nothing will cause us to depart from God.
所以我们刚刚来教会学习道理。
So when we come to the church to learn the teaching,
可能有的人对我们很好。
Maybe some people treat us very nice.
因为他身上有基督的爱。
For they have the Christ's love with them.
可能我们有很多困难，别人都帮忙我们。
And that we face troubles and people try to help us.
因为基督的心肠就是怜悯的。
For the Christ has a merciful heart.
所以我们感觉到信耶稣很好。
So we feel it's quite wonderful to believe in the Lord.
但是如果我们感觉到信耶稣很好，都是从周围的人来的。
But however, if our experience of knowing, believing in Christ all come from the people surrounding us,
这一种信仰还不够好。
This kind of faith is not good enough.
因为它还是停留在人的好上面。
For they only are stationary at the people's love.
那停留在人的好上面，有一天如果你发现一个人啊，哎，忽然对我态度不一样，我们的信仰就开始在飘了。
If we were only our faith only built upon people, one day if someone treats us differently, then our faith will begin to be shaken.
那两个三个好像对我都越来越冷淡。
And if two or three begin to neglect us,
我就开始想，这样的耶稣还要再信吗？
Then I will think about this kind of Jesus. Why should I believe him?
你看周围的人对我这个样子。
Just look at the people surrounding me. They treated me this way.
我们就倒了。
And we will fall.
但是当我们一起去追求。
But if we continue to pursue,
我发现神就在这里。
We discover God is here.
我今天信耶稣不只是周围的人对我很好，我今天信耶稣是因为耶稣在这里。
We believe in God not because other people treat us nice, but because God is here.
那人都跑光了，我还在这里。
If everyone were to leave the church, I will still be here.
因为神在这里。
Because God is here.
所以我信耶稣是因为我体验到神。
That I believe in Jesus Christ because I experienced God.
我在真耶稣教会信耶稣，因为我在这里体验到神。
I believe in True Jesus Church because I experienced God here.
那如果这样的话哦，就不会动摇，不会倒塌的。
If this is true, then we will not be shaken and we will not fall.
这个叫做听见神的话去做的。
And this is for those people who hear the word of God and practice the words.
那我们怎么去追求那些呢？那些体验呢？
So how do we pursue after these experiences?
这些福气呢？
All these blessings.
第一个福气要虚心。
First of all, we need to be poor in spirit.
虚就是空，就是没有。
To be poor is to be empty, to be without anything.
我们在外面有什么，来到神的面前，全部都把它倒掉。
If outwardly we have anything, when we come before God, we need to empty ourselves.
那你有这个空了，倒空了，我们对神的体验就增加。
When we are truly poor, we are empty.Then our experiences in God will increase.
那第二个追求从哪里开始？
So how do we begin the second pursuit?
哀恸开始。
To mourn.
我好好的哀恸什么？
I'm so well, so why should I mourn?
就为自己的罪哀恸。
We need to mourn for our own sins.
我们过去犯了很多罪。
We have sinned greatly before.
求神赦免我们。
We ask the Lord to forgive us.
我们过去很多的道理没有行。
There are many teachings we don't practice.
所以引起夫妻的关系，因此跟父母的关系很紧张，引起我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系很紧张，我觉得很难过。
And we feel so bad that we cause bad relationship between God and our spouse or even our children and our parents. We feel very sad.
这样我们就开始会得安慰。
If we mourn, we will be comforted.
啊，接下去就追求温柔。
Then we need to have meekness.
啊，接下去追求饥渴慕义。
And to be hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
再来追求清心。
And to have pure of heart.
清心就是没有杂质，没有罪。
To be pure is without any blemish, without sin.
那我们跟神之间呢，就没有障碍。
And between us and God, then there will be have no obstacles.
对神的体验会很有力量，很清楚。
Then we have direct experience with God, and clearly, we can experience God.
那这样就不可能会倒，信仰不可能会倒。
Then our faith will not fall.
什么考验都不能使我们离开神。
Whether what kind of experience we face, we will not depart from God.
因为我们真的有体验到神真的很好。
Because we experience that God is truly very good.
哦，不只是人很好。
Not only that people are good.
这个叫做信仰有根基。
So this is to have a rooted faith.
听见主耶稣给我们的讲的福气，我们努力去追求。
To hear the blessings Jesus Christ has told us, and we pursue after them with all our heart.
这样我们就不会倒。
Then we will not fall.
好，那接下去还有几点。
And then further, there are some points here.
有时候我们常常发现哦，人会离开神啊，常常是因为人的关系有问题。
And we discover people would leave the church of God because they have a problem in relationship with people.
所以你如果看到有的人没有来教会一段时间，我们跟他问哦，大部分都跟人的关系有问题。
And so we see someone who will not come to church for a long while. We ask them, and they usually have a problem with other relationship problem with other people.
那有时候我们在教会里面呢，我们特别我们教会叫安息日，守安息日。
And so in our church, we say that we keep the Sabbath day, the day of rest.
那如果我们从十点半到教会来
，If we were to come to church at 10:30,
到三点钟离开
，About 3 o'clock we leave the church.
至少有四个半的钟头
，At least we are here for 4.5 hours.
那我们鼓励信徒要彼此团契，因为我们是一个家庭。
So we encourage the members to have fellowship with each other because we are one family.
当人跟人开始靠近。
When people draw closer to another,
个性不同，想法不一样。
We have different thinkings, we have different temperaments.
常常问题就开始有了。
Then we begin to have problems.
那如果我们是只有一个钟头的聚会
，But if we just have the service or just 1 hour,
聚完会大家就散掉了。
After that 1 hour, everyone goes home.
有时候就不会有问题。
Then sometimes there's actually no problems.
因为聚完会就走了，没有问题。
Because after service you're gone, so no problems.
但是要把教会建成一个家庭。
But to build up this family in the church.
那彼此要互相适应。
We have to adjust to each other.
那这个过程哈，如果适应得好。
In this process, if we adjusted ourselves well,
我们就融入基督的身体。
Then we may be combined into the body of Christ.
如果适应不好，有时候我们就离开了。
If we are not well adjusted, then we will leave.
就融不进来，就离开了。
We will not come in, we'll just leave.
好，那在这个过程当中，我要怎么样才不会离开神？
So within this process, what should we do so that we will not leave God?
我们看马太福音第五章。
Read chapter 5.
44节
Verse 44.
只是我告诉你们要爱你们的仇敌为那逼迫你们的祷告
But I say to you love your enemies bless those who curse you
46节
46.
你若单爱那爱你的人有什么赏赐呢就是税吏也不是这样行吗
If you love those who love you what reward have you do not Do not even a tax collector do the same.
47节
47.
你若单请弟兄的安，比人有什么长处？就是外邦人也不是这样行吗
？And if you only greet brethren only, what do you do more than the others? Do not even tax collectors do so?
所以这里在告诉我们，我们的行事有一个主耶稣给我们一个更高的标准。
And so when we do things, Lord Jesus Christ has given us a higher standard.
不是说外邦人这样做，我也可以这样做。
It's not to say the non-believers do so, we can just do the same thing.
一般人不信神就是你对我好我就对你好。
So the non-believers, the others, if people treat them well, they'll treat them well.
你对我不好我就对你不好。
You treat me badly, I'll also treat you badly.
你不理我我也不理你。
Don't pay attention to me, I'll not pay attention to you.
这个就是一般人。
These are common, practice.
那主耶稣的话是什么？
What is the words of the Lord?
48节
48.
要完全像天父一样完全。
You shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
但主耶稣讲这一句话之前他讲什么？
What does Jesus say before this?
要爱你的仇敌，为逼迫你的祷告。
You have to love your enemies and pray for those who curse you.
好，如果这样的话就完全了。
If we can do it, then we are perfect.
所以有时候如果我们想说别人得罪我们，除我们于不利。
And if we think that other people took advantage of us or put us in a lower position,
我们知道道理。
We understand the truth.
所以说要爱你的仇敌。
And Jesus said to love your enemies.
但是我就是不行。
But I just can't do it.
那个人老信徒已经信了五十年，他还这样做。
Because that member who's in the Lord for 50 years, he is doing this.
我不赦免。
I'm not gonna forgive him.
教会还允许这样的人，我走了。
And if the church still permits this kind of people to stay in the church, I'm going to leave.
那我们的信仰就垮了。
Then our faith will fall.
虽然我们懂道理，我们还是在沙土上。
Even though we know the truth, we are still building upon the sand.
但是不管他信多久。
Does not matter how long that person believes in the Lord.
如果一个人没有在追求。
If a person does not pursue after God.
很可能他的信仰还是在小孩子阶段。
Very possibly that person's faith is still a very childish faith.
那这样还是值得同情。
And of course we need to have mercy on them.
所以要为他祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray for them.
从心里来赦免他。
From our hearts, we forgive them.
因为他很可怜。
Because they are pitiful.
那如果我们这样知道道理去行。
If we know the truth and we practice it likewise,
我们就不会离开教会啊。
We will not leave the church.
我们也不会离开神啊。
We will not leave God.
我们的信仰就不会倒塌。
Then our faith will not fall.
所以信仰有根基，就是指着不只明白道理，而且真的去行。
And so to have a rooted faith is not only we hear the truth, we also practice the truth.
那这样信仰就不会倒塌。
If so, our faith will be firm and not fall.
所以38节到48节是在讲人际关系。
So verse 38 to 48 talks about relationship between people.
怎么避免人际关系是把我们的信仰搞垮了。
To prevent the failure of faith from relationship with people.
就是跟主耶稣一样赦免别人。
So we to learn from Lord Jesus is to forgive other people.
就这样，那我们就不会离开神了。
This is it. If that's, then we'll not leave God.
好，那会让我们信仰离开神，还有一个就是生活的压力。
Another reason that we will leave our Lord is that of the pressure of life.
所以有的人说，我生活都照顾不了，我还能够去拜神吗？
So people will say, I cannot even take care of my own life. How do I go worship God?
那有的人说，这个拜神是有闲阶级的。
And people will say, those who have faith or have religion are those people who have extra time.
那我太忙了，我生活照顾不了，我还是去拜神。
I'm so busy, I cannot even take care of my life. How can I go worship God?
虽然也信耶稣，也受洗了。
Even though they believe in Jesus and they were baptized.
但是为此生活的需要，他一直去。有一天，他信仰就垮了。
But because of their daily pressure, one day their faith will become a failure.
那到底主耶稣讲什么？
So what is Jesus Christ talking about?
我们要怎么做？
How should we do?
这样叫做信仰有根基，不会垮台。
So that we will have a rooted faith that will not fall.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let us read chapter 6.
31节。
Verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。32节。
32.
这些是外邦人所求的，你们需用一切东西，你们天父是知道的。33节。
33.
要先求他的国跟他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。34节。
34.
所以不要忧虑明天，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就好够了。这一段圣经啊，主耶稣告诉我们什么？
So what is this passage trying to tell us?
他说，在前面一段。
Prior to this passage,
26节，天上飞鸟不种也不收。
The 26, that the birds of the air, they do not sow, they neither sow nor reap.
谁养活他？
Who sustains them?
天父。
Heavenly Father.
野地的百合。
And the lilies in the wild.
他也不纺线。
It does not
不劳苦。
It does not labor。
但是神给他非常漂亮的装饰。
But then God addressed them or adorned them beautifully。
那我们是谁
？So who are we？
我们是天父的儿女。
We are the children of the Heavenly Father。
在神看起来是很宝贵的。
In the eyes of God, we are very precious。
宝贵到什么程度
？Precious to what kind of degree？
宝贵到他自己成为人来为我们死。
Till that point where He came into this world in flesh to die on our behalf。
如果神看我们这么宝贵
，If the Heavenly Father sees us as such a precious beings，
那神会养活飞鸟，神会装饰百合，神一定会照顾。
If God will take care of the birds and dress the lilies, of course He will take care of us。
那我们现在听了这个话
，So if we hear of this，
我们真的去行
，If we practice it，
怎么行？
How do we practice it?
33节
Verse 33.
先求他的国跟他的义，这个东西都要加给你。
Now to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things shall be added to you.
什么是神的国？
What is the kingdom of God?
神在作王。
Where God reigns as a king.
在哪里作王？
Where shall he be the king?
在我的心作王。
Within our heart.
在我的家庭作王。
Within our families.
在我的生活作王。
Within our lives.
我尊他为大。
I honor him as the greatest.
我凡事要知道他要我怎么做。
I want to know what he want me to do.
我要讨他喜欢。
I want to please him.
如果我们真的这样生活，
If truly this is how we live our life,
这些东西都要加给你。
Then all these shall be added to us.
神就有很奇妙的方法安排。
And so God will have his mysterious ways of doing things.
让你生活没有忧虑。
So that we have no worries about life.
那如果我们知道真的真的这样去追求，
If we know this and we do this,
就不会因为为着生活的需要信仰垮台。
Then we will not because of our pressure of life that we will have lost our faith.
你看一个寡妇哦，她欠人很多钱。
If we examine this widow who owe other people a lot of money,
现在人要把她孩子抓去卖。
And now someone want to take his children to sell them.
她就来找伊丽莎，怎么办？帮帮忙。
She came to Elijah and asked him to help him.
伊丽莎说：“你去借空的器皿。”
And Elijah told her to borrow empty vessels.
越多越好。
The more you can borrow, the better.
那你家有什么？
And what do you have in your house?
他说我家只有一瓶油。
I only have one jar of oil.
伊丽莎说你关上门就把那个油倒在空气里。
Elijah said, close your door and begin to pour out the oil on the empty vessels.
一直倒到每个器皿都倒满了。
Until all of the vessels are filled up with oil.
那个就是神迹。
That is a miracle.
那个就是恩典。
That is the grace of God.
所以我们拜的神是有恩典的神。
So the God we worship is a very gracious God.
是有能力的神。
He is a powerful God.
不要因为生活影响我们追求神。
Do not because of our pressure of life to hinder us, cause us not to worship God.
我们追求神，我们生活的需要神都会照顾。
If we pursue God, then all of our daily needs, the Lord God will take care of.
这个两个不能倒，不要倒过来。
We cannot reverse this order.
倒过来，我们信仰会退步的。
If we reverse the order, then our faith will decline.
所以知道神的话去行。
So if we know the word of God and we practice it,
我们的信仰就很稳。
Then our faith will be very firm.
如果没有行，
If we don't do it,
为着生活，我们信仰就垮了。
Because of our life, then our faith will fall.
什么叫做有根基的信仰？
What is a rooted faith?
结论。
The conclusion.
第一个要知道神的话。
First of all, we have to know the word of God.
第二个要行出来。
We have to practice the words.
再讲清楚一点。
Even more clearly.
就是要读圣经。
That is, you have to read the Bible.
要祷告。
You have to pray.
这样信仰就有根基。
Then we will have a rooted faith.
上次。
Let us sing him.
136.
136.